咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚咚。
Hello?
Hello, Paulino. This is AD Medina. It sounds like you're still busy. Sorry.
Oh, no, okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had an opportunity to follow up with your wife about what we were discussing with the first page placement.
With the first, so yeah, I was able to speak to her, and I think it's a little bit out of our budget right now.
Is it the monthly, or is it like the whole investment that's out of your budget?
It's the monthly.
The monthly?
Yes, the monthly, and then right now we don't, I don't think we have even like the first payment.
Uh-huh.
For that. I know it's like,
yeah, it was $398, like if you were to get it started, right? And then every month after would be the $299 a month. So, you know, I know you mentioned like it's not within your budget, like the monthly, right? I could get it if I'm applying. And this is why I wanted to ask you, because so my manager gives me 2 credits that I can use a month for like a friend or a family member that wants to promote their company on Google. But I mean, we would obviously have to have a position open for them, right? And honestly, Paulino, I don't ever use mine because I really don't know anybody that runs their own business. And like anyone in my family, they're either retired or they work for companies, right? What if, and maybe run this by your wife before I ask my manager, I could see if he'll give me, like, the approval to give it to you guys at my friends and family rate. I'm not going to tell him, like, you're a long-lost cousin, right? I mean, I'm going to be honest with them. You know what I mean? But if I get you in at my friends and family rate, what it does is it brings your monthly down to $249, okay? So you would be grandfathered in at my rate at $249 a month, okay? The setup fee would only be $50. So instead, like if you were to come in at my rate, you would pay $299 to get it started. And then every month that you're with us, it would only be $249 a month. And it's still going to be the same package. It's just that you would be coming in at my rate, if that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know if that would help you guys any, but I mean, it's worth talking to her about it and just see if that's even something you guys could swing. I don't want to ask him unless if you guys feel that, okay, yeah, that is something we can do. So that's why I wanted to see, you know, at least to give you that option.
Okay. And what time do you guys close?
I close, well, I leave at 4, okay? So even if we don't talk today, right, I could always call you tomorrow también. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if we don't talk before I leave, which is like in like 17 minutes, then I can follow up with you tomorrow, say like around 8:30, just to kind of see if you talk to her and see what she said.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good timing.
Okay. So just remember, it would be $249 with the $50 setup fee. So all you have to remember is it's $299 to start it and then $249 every month after that. And your price, it won't change. It won't go up because you're coming in at my rate. You're grandfathered into it.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll be the same rate regardless.
It's gonna be always $249 whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. Your price will never change, no matter how long you're with us.
Okay.
And it's still the same package. You're still getting the same package. The only difference is that your price would be different, right? Because obviously,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then what I'll do is, because I emailed you at the TQ, I'm going to resend you the email to show the new rate that I was talking to you about so you could share that with her in case if you forget. Okay?
Yeah,
just in case. And then I'll just put revised on it so that way you know which one it is. And then if I don't hear from you before the end of the day, which more than likely I'm going to call you tomorrow. Does 8:30 work for you, or is that a little too early? You tell me.
No, 8:30 works. I work overnight, so...
oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
So I run the company during the day, and then I work as a driver.
When do you sleep?
I normally go to sleep like around 6:30.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh,
my God. And then I wake up at 10 and go to work.
Well, do you want me to call you a little later? Then 8:30?
No, 8:30 is okay. I mean, I'm going to be here at the company during the day, so I'll have time.
Oh, my gosh, Paulino. What are you, like a truck driver or what?
Yeah, well, more like a box truck driver, but I drive Oregon. I drive from here to Oregon, then from Oregon to Idaho, and then I come back.
Oh, my God. So you don't do, like, long hauls, right, in the box truck, or you do?
No, I don't do long hauls, but I do go about 3 hours out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I go 3 hours out to Idaho, and then from here to Oregon, it's about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's about like a 10-hour drive altogether.
So do you log your hours, or do you have the, or is it set up on the system where you can just punch it in and it tracks it on the truck?
I'm tracked, yeah. I have it on track.
Okay. You know how I know, right? Because I used to work for a trucking company years ago. So I used to be part of the compliance department. So I had to make sure that all the drivers, like, had their medical, you know, that they did their medical exams, like you carry your medical card, that they're within their hours, that they're not running over, that they're getting enough rest in between, that they were in compliance. That was my job.
I think I closed out like at with like maybe like 40 minutes left on drive time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I even had to send people, like, if a driver had a breakdown, you know what I mean? And they're like on the clock. I have to make sure, even when we had to relieve a guy, like, hey, you're about to hit like your hours. So we would have to send someone to go relieve them, and they would be so mad. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? You want to be in violation? You're in violation, yeah. So are we. You know what I mean? And that's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I ran into that one time, so I had to stop for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, but
it's
better that you're in compliance than not. You know what I mean? Ay, pobre. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Talk with your wife. I resent the email, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I told my wife, I was like, if you don't divorce me for other reasons, you're going to divorce me because I work too much.
Aw, don't say that. Okay.
It's so common now, so, like, I'm just prepared for it.
You're right. You know what? You're right. My husband and I used to be like that. Like, we worked our day jobs, and then we were, I don't know if you know what taqueros are. We used to be taqueros on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I want to put a business in that, too.
You know what? Can I tell you something? There's good money in it. I promise you, there's good money. Really good money. Doing just catering gigs on the weekend, I'm telling you, you can make money. We make good money. We're in California, so, I mean, there's plenty of business for taqueros, and people love street tacos, but my husband and I, like, we were like beasts when it came to, like, catering, working our regular jobs, but then he got sick with cancer, so we kind of had to, like, think about his health first, you know? So the business,
yeah,
I just kind of let it go, you know what I mean? But I'll tell you, you can make good money being a taquero. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, well, I came from California here to Washington.
Did you? What part?
South Central.
No way! We're in Orange County.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I live in Anaheim.
Yeah,
that's not far at all.
Okay. No, it's not. It's about 30 or 40. Well, with traffic, it's about an
hour.
Yeah,
with traffic, an hour, but no traffic, you're looking at like 30 minutes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I was born and raised out there, and then I moved. I found this place, and I figured I'd just stay out here.
So what made you move out there?
We came once because of some family members, and there was hardly any work out in Los Angeles, so that's why I figured
yeah.
I would move out here. And I did. I liked it more than she did. And
uh-huh.
Then, she ended up being pregnant with my second kid, my second boy.
Aww.
And she didn't want to have the baby here, so she's like, I want to go back. We moved back, worst decision of my life, moved back with nothing of, like, where we're going to stay, nothing, just because.
Oh, man.
It was just in her head that she was not going to stay over here. So we went
yeah.
back, and then, sure enough, within, like, the first, after, like, the second or third year, I just ended up just having enough of it. It was just too much. And we ended up splitting up, and I came back out here. I never want to go back. And then
aww.
We let a year pass, and then she moved back out here. With
and
the
she's
kid.
Like, all right, I'm coming back.
Yeah, I mean, I told her, I was like, hey, you know what? I can't give you a future here, and I can't give myself a future. So it's either
yeah.
you come with me, or you decide to stay here just because you have your family closer. And she said, well, I'm staying with my family. You can leave. And I said, okay. So I left, and I was out here for a year, and I'm not gonna say it wasn't nice, because it was really nice, but after a while, you
could. Yeah. No, you know, I get it. I get her not wanting to leave because of family, you know, when you go out there and it's like, you don't really have anybody, but you made a point. You can't give her a future being out in California, right? Because let's be real, the economy is kind of tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
so,
insanely tough. And then I was working under her dad, because her dad
uh-huh.
has a Florida company out there. So that's how I got into the business, was because of her dad.
Oh,
and
wow.
His business out there, that's how I started. But he had worked, like, we were out of work for, like, about 2 months, and there was still rent that needed to be paid and bills and everything, so it was just getting way too tough. So I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. So yeah, I just left. I grabbed my stuff and left.
Oh man. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything's working out. You know, and you know what? That just means that you're very responsible. You know what I mean? Good for you. Good for you. Well, I'm glad I was able to speak with you. You know, Paulino, run it by her. I mean, you know, just see if that's even going to work for you guys. I emailed it. Okay, so it'll be the last email that I sent you. And then I'll check in with you tomorrow. Would it be better if I call you like around 9, give you a little extra half hour?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right, Mio, well, you have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9, okay?
All right, I'll talk
Thank
to you tomorrow.
So much. You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.